Control Group Productions has been around for over 12 years, over 13 years. And we've been kind of one of the first people to really do immersive work in the Denver area. Right now, we're calling our work expeditionary performance because we're taking people out into the world. We're not only immersing them, we're going on expeditions. We're taking people through a climate apocalypse, taking people on a leaf peeping tour. So we're immersive and mobile. And right now we're really focusing on work about climate. So the past three works and the next couple of works are all about climate change and taking care of our environment.
So Playground Ensemble is a modern chamber ensemble. We're in our 16th season right now. We have a full concert season, and then we do a lot of commissioning of new work. For a while, it was by Colorado and other composers. Now we're starting to venture out into other art forms, whether that's dance, visual arts, working with sculptors and theater and all kinds of different things. And so we're really trying to branch out of, I guess, what would be more of a classical music concert hall kind of vibe into things that I think are a little bit more interesting to go to, more relevant. And then we also have a very big education section to what we do. We focus on youth creativity. So we run a lot of young composers kind of programs. And in the before times, we're getting back there now, but in the before times, my teaching artists would probably spend 100 days a year in public schools.
The thing that your two organizations do very well is collaboration, working with different companies. Can you tell us how you began this conversation with each other for this particular show, Canopy?
The way that it looks from our end is I had a meeting with Patrick two shows ago for a show called After the Flood. And we plugged ourselves in to compose a lot of original music and then also to be kind of part of this immersive collaborative cast for an outdoor show called After the Flood. And then we ended up writing the music for The End, which was the show before this. And so then we got asked to do this show too. So in a way, I don't know if it's across the board, but we've kind of, Playground has kind of fallen into being the house band for a control group for a lot of their shows right now.
Yeah, I think that music and sound and environment is really important for the type of work we do, immersive work. And I think Playground does an amazing job of really, really creating sonic worlds. So I think that it's a really good match.
How does that work for this latest production, Canopy? What are audiences going to see and hear and experience?
So we have a bus, which is pretty wild. We've kind of converted a school bus into a sound dome. So we've got speakers everywhere, and it feels all encompassing when you step in and you hear the music, especially when the bus is off. It's really a wild thing to feel because you feel it from like all directions, including like the bass and the floors. You feel it like in your body as well.
A handful of composers in the playground have started working in what we would call immersive audio, which is just really fancy ways to say surround sound. And Control Group was cool enough to put a 5.1 immersive system in this bus. And so we experimented with it, meaning that we weren't playing live, but it was more of a push play thing during the end. And now in this one, myself and the guitar player in the playground, Ryan Fiegel, we sit in the back and play through the show. Some things are pre-recorded and I'm triggering them from a laptop setup I have back there. But yeah, it's pretty fascinating to, they talk about expeditionary and immersive, are words that Control Group uses a lot. This is definitely immersive audio inside of this bus. It's a first for me. I've done a lot of really weird gigs, and I think, triggering and playing music in a moving school bus is right up there. It's right up there near the top.
To help walk the audience through this, once they get tickets, they hop on the bus and you travel to Deer Valley Canyon Road to enjoy the changing of the leaves at the perfect time because this is the perfect leaf peeping weekend, right?
Yeah, we take people along the route. You're right, it's kind of perfect. Our show kind of had to be this weekend just because of timings with two very busy groups, performing arts groups. So we were really lucky to have peak colors be like this. I was like, come on, let's stay warm. Let's stay warm for another couple of weeks. I know nobody else wants it, but just for another week so we can have the perfect colors. And it really is, it's gorgeous in there. I get the privilege to not be on the bus the entire time and just kind of sit and wait for the bus to arrive to me so I can just enjoy the views alone in solitude for a couple of moments, which is really, really nice. But we take people along the route. We have a couple of stops where we talk about kind of the myth and folklore of fall and of trees and how to protect and listen to the world around us, essentially, and the trees around us.
I was curious about the curating of the theme of this piece. So it is about contemplation and rest and the relationship between the natural world.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say that it's about contemplation. It's about listening deeper, I would say. And we use that with the music, with the dance, and with the monologues that we have, talking about what can we learn from just watching a tree? What can we learn as we drive through this? What can we learn just by sitting and listening, and also incorporating joy along with all of this meditative practice as well?
Well, Canopy, a joint production between Control Group Productions and Playground Ensemble, is running this weekend. It's running tonight through the 9th. There are shows at 2 p.m. and 6:15 p.m. For more information, for tickets, where can people go?
People can go to controlgroupproductions.org. If they want to be really fancy, they can go /canopy at the end. But either way, you will get to tickets through that website.
We are speaking with Caroline Sharkey with Control Group Productions, as well as Conrad Keen with Playground Ensemble. Friends, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Thank you.